As we all know, major history changes the direction of the grain markets. So we need to ask Dan Bossy of Ag Resource Company, did the Cubs win? Is that why the market corn and beans were higher today, Dan?
Well, we look back to when the Cubs last won 108 years ago, and we didn't see a change in the markets then. So okay. We are all celebration mode here, but Titletown in Chicago for the moment. We're looking for a big parade on Friday. Maybe the traders were out and not selling today, and that's why we got a little bounce in corn and beans.
I remember the color guy, John Stroud, on Fox last night. He, in the middle of the 10th inning, he asked all bosses in the country, please be patient with your workers tomorrow morning because maybe not much is going to get done. How about at Ag Resource Company? Did you get much accomplished this morning?
We had a few straying a little late, and we had a hot dog lunch today just to celebrate the win with some blue slaw. So that was what we did here at our company to do that. But tomorrow, I imagine, with the parade, we'll get everybody off around noon so they can go enjoy the celebration.
Super duper. And see, now you're downtown. You're on. Are you on LaSalle Street, or where were you at?
We are on the corner of Jackson and LaSalle, so we're right in the financial district, kitty corner to the Board of Trade. So we should be in good position to at least have some visibility of the going-ons tomorrow.
Yeah, and not too far. Well, see, Wrigley Field is a few blocks north of you then. Huh?
Yeah, it's up in Addison, so it's going to be a little hike, but the city is assuring us if you're downtown, you'll be able to participate. So they're expecting about 1.2 million people tomorrow, so it's going to be rather congested.
Wow. Well, so now how do you feel about this, Dan? This is pretty cool.
Well, it's very cool. I mean, come on. We've been waiting a long time. We thought it would never happen. And now to have it in the fashion that it did with rain delays and extra innings is really quite traumatic. So we're really celebrating the death of the goat and all of that.
Yeah, well, somebody said we got a party like it's 1908, but time to party like it's 1909. Here's another World Series championship, so that's great. All righty.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Dan, maybe it wasn't the Cubs' victory that moved the markets higher, but we started to write off the bat higher, but then didn't really move too far.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're still struggling with we've got an unemployment report tomorrow, which will be out tomorrow from their labor division, U.S. Labor Department. Then next week, we've got an election and a USDA crop report. So a lot of fund managers here in Chicago are still taking off risk. And that's really been the big feature in the last couple of days. You can see an open interest in corn and soybeans, both declining as the market falls. And so people are getting smaller with their exposure, and that's giving us some weakness. I think some of that selling dissipated later today. We also had some fairly good weekly sales numbers. You know, 92 million bushels of soybeans. U.S. soybean sales or export commitments are up 306 million bushels from last year. Corn's up 457 and wheat 129. So not only do we have a big crop, we've got big demand, and that's helping to give us some stability.
And are export numbers going to be the main driver in this, especially soybean market, for a while?
I think so. We get beyond the USDA report on Wednesday. I would imagine that soybeans that are tucked away by the producer will stay that way for a period of time. If we still have that big sucking sound of demand down at the Gulf, that should give us some stability and maybe a rally back to the old highs at 10.20, 10.25. It's hard to really strap on your bullish belt, if you will, until we see a crop problem somewhere in South America. But we can have bounces along the way. If we do have normal weather in South America, I would imagine that the peak will come in sometime December, early January, and we'll start to slide. But weather is a fickle ingredient. We'll see how that all plays out over the next 4 to 5 months.
All right. On the corn, what do you see there? Have we seen harvest lows?
Yeah, we think we've seen the harvest lows in corn. We see a lot of end-user pricing on weakness. We see the world corn market ratcheting higher. The U.S. is by far the cheapest origin of corn in the world, so we're very competitive in world trade. The problem being is we've got a lot of feed wheat available also, and so on rallies, we do see that, of course, feed wheat selling come out. We see people pulling back their buying, but on breaks, we see them supporting the market. So it's really range-bound. We would characterize the market caught between maybe 330 on the downside and 360 or 370 on the upside, unless, as I say, someone has a weather problem that we just can't see today.
Visiting with Dan Bossy, Ag Resource Company, celebrating the Cubs win, but also the reality of the profit in corn and beans these days is not a few dollars, it's probably a few cents per bushel. So how do you squeeze the most profit out of marketing? How can we do that over this winter?
Well, I guess the major thing I would say is being attentive to what the market is doing every day, looking for those rallies, those opportunities where maybe corn is able to string together three or four rally days. Maybe we get a bounce of 10 or 20 cents. But, you know, again, in corn, it's hard to get above 360. In soybeans, it's hard to get above 1020. When we reach those kind of targets, it's, the, of course, time for farmers to pull the trigger and start marketing some crop. I don't think you want to be marketing the crop on breaks. That's not a good idea. But if we come along and we get into the period of, let's say, post-Valentine's Day and we don't have a weather problem in South America, it's going to get a little late, and at that point, we could see competition emerging from our friends to the south, which would pressure the markets a little more. So I want to have a fairly sizable portion of the corn and soybean and wheat crops priced at least before Valentine's Day.
Are you using puts and calls or other options?
Actually, I'm just kind of using rallies in the markets to part with cash grain. I think puts and calls are good for protective reasons during growing seasons. I guess if you sell cash grain and you want to re-own it with a call, volatility levels are cheap, and that would make sense. But again, understanding that we have so much grain around our knees here and around the world that it's going to take something monumental in terms of weather scare to get something substantial. Not to say that it can't happen, but it probably would be something that wouldn't happen until the U.S. growing season, maybe next May, June, or July. It's a long ways away, so that's when I would maybe have that call protection in place. But from here to now, just kind of rewarding rallies with sales when they occur.
Okay, Dan, about a minute, less than a minute to go. Do cattle producers have any reason for optimism?
Well, I think we get a bounce in the cattle market. We think we can get February futures up to $1.10 or $1.13. That's a little better than the 97 cents we were at sitting. And so placement numbers look to be down again in October. So there's reasons to believe that maybe there's some optimism for a bounce here. But when you look at 2017, we got record supplies of red meat, poultry, pork, and beef, and that's going to keep the upside somewhat limited too. So these are sideways markets. The big thing producers need to remember is to sell them when we get a rally. When everybody's feeling the best, that's your time to make sales.
All right, like they're feeling good in Chicago today. So,
Dan, yeah, absolutely. I'd sell the Cubs if I could at the moment. We'll see what next year brings.
All right, Dan Bossi, Ag Resource Company. How do producers get a hold of you?
Our best thing is to go to our website at www.agresource.com.
Thank you, Dan. And party like it's 1909 tomorrow.
We will try. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for being on the radio.